Well, now talk about that second part. So I think most of our listeners understand about the tools and techniques, that's kind of process and some specific ways of doing different things. But when you talk about the invisible systems, what kinds of things was Whirlpool missing and what did you do to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, think about all the major systems that drive innovation. I'll give you an example. Think about the planning and the financial systems. At Whirlpool, like many companies before we started innovation, you know, budgets were set a year in advance, and the owners of the budgets were very high up, a vice president. And even for a company as big as Whirlpool, in the middle of the year, of the budget year, if you came up with a $10,000 idea, it was really hard to get funding for that. So an example of beginning to re-engineer these management systems was that we started with opening up the finance systems and opening up funding. And we asked each of the SBUs, the regions, to create a seed fund. In North America, that seed fund was $3 million. So not a lot of money for a company our size. But what our chairman said at the time, Dave Whitwam, is I want, as people come forward with ideas, I want you to fund them almost no matter what. You know, for 25 or 30, but I want to start breaking down this system so that when we have an idea, we can fund it and we can move forward. Same with capital. We started looking at percentage of capital that went to innovation and put a sliding scale going forward, starting at 10% of our capital would be held back for innovative projects, moving up to 20, 30, 40%. In other words, trying to really invest in this new strategy of innovation. So that was an example from the financial systems, if you will, that needed to be re-engineered.
And we're talking with Nancy Tennant. She's Chief Innovation Officer and Vice President for Margin Realization at Whirlpool. And if you're curious about how to boost innovation in your company and want Nancy's advice, give us a call at 844-WHARTON. That's 844-942-7866. Nancy, I'm doing a survey right now of innovation managers. And one of the questions I ask is it harder to get the approvals and budget and personnel you need to do an innovation? Or is it harder to actually, you know, once you have that, you know, bring the idea to market? And a lot of people are telling us that it's harder just to kind of get the approvals in the company. In other words, we spend a lot of time just fighting our own company to do what's best for the company. How do we get our company out of its own way for innovation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Whirlpool isn't necessarily a perfect system, but I think it's relatively easier. Our present chairman, Jeff Fettig, likes to say, if we have a good idea, we're going to fund it and move forward. So at least at Whirlpool, I think it's tilted a little bit more to the harder piece of that, because as you know, innovation is hard in and of itself, is coming up with the idea and getting it to market. So looking at an expectation, like an infrastructure, that innovation is expected, and beginning to look at these management systems where you can goal it, where you can measure it, where you can move resources to it are really important. Just a note on this, Dave, one of the really important things we did, we didn't do it at the beginning. We weren't smart enough to do it at the beginning. It took us a few years, but, you know, about 4 or 5 years into it, realized that we needed a set of criteria that constitutes innovation at Whirlpool, not a classical definition, but a set of criteria. And we landed on three things: unique and compelling to the consumer, creating a competitive advantage in the marketplace, and creating value for the shareholders. In other words, consumers would have to pay more for an innovation because they're getting more value from anything else that's even close in the marketplace. Once we set up that set of criteria, we were able to then begin to treat innovation as a business process. We could count it. We could see what was in and what was out. And once we could start counting it, then we could put it in an innovation pipeline. We could see how fast it takes to get through the pipeline, how much breakage we have, what the overall net worth of the pipeline is given certain projections. And that completely changed the way we think about innovation. In other words, a very big expectation. And we can also goal it. We can look at the pipeline this year and say, okay, it's $6 million of new products or services that are going to launch that meet that definition. And next year we want $7 billion. So you begin to understand how, when you treat it like a business process, it sets this expectation the way, you know, free cash flow and inventory turns and quality and everything else that's important in an organization. Innovation now is on that same platform.
I think we're getting a feel for how big an effort this was. So let me see if I can just summarize the